We used to have, as kids, Wednesday house meetings. So we would know that every Wednesday, either we would be taken to other people's house or there would be people coming to our house for this house meeting. So you would also participate in your own way as kids.
And what happened in a house meeting?
Well, I suppose they would call class meetings. There would be classes or house meetings. So they would have whatever plans they have got. Then they would be singing and praying, and we would just be listening and behaving. Then also every night when I remember my mother teaching us a prayer that was called Jesua Kanaka Tichengete Maurano Kanatorara. Amen. So we would all say that together as children now, which means that just Jesus, our good Jesus, will look after us tonight as we go to bed.
But then you went to a Catholic school. So yes. How did that interact?
Catholic schools were popular mainly because of their education. Their education was preferred to, was much better than all other denominations, and they had better schools. You sort of merged in, you followed the Catholic way of worship, the rosary, you'd know everything such that even if I were to go to a Catholic church now, I know the routine, I can say some of the things. Yeah, so you sort of merged in.
Did you still think of yourself as a Methodist?
I don't think it really made any difference. At boarding schools where we were, most of the time there was no alternative. But when you were at Marymount College, there was a bus that the nuns would arrange on Sundays, those who wanted to go to their other churches, so we could go into the city centre. So we used to go to the Methodist church in the city centre.